Welcome to RingCentral Conferencing. Incorrect access code. Please re-enter your access code, followed by the pound. Access code accepted. You are the only participant in this conference.
Hello.
Taylan Lewis. Mr. Lewis.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you there?
Can you hear me? I can hear you. Do you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you now. I just sent you an email because I don't know that we even need to have a phone conference because I have, you know, I'm not in the sheriff's office, obviously, and I don't have access to the documentation. And so I received your list of all the information you need to identify the Doe defendants. And so I'll conference with my clients to see if those things exist. And provide what I can provide to you pursuant to the federal rules of civil procedure, based on what exists and does not exist. But I mean, it looks like, I mean, are you asking for your entire incarceration?
Yes,
everyone who worked in every single pod from June 9th until September 4th.
Not every single pod, just who was assigned to F pod and who did rounds in F pods. They had RFID tags in the pod. So they know what officer went in there. And with that, I can say who the interaction was and what happened. There's RFID tags on the pill cart, I guess you'd call it. So they know what officer did that. That is what I'm after so I can identify this. You do have my list, and I'm okay with wrapping this up quickly. Let's slip quick, real quickly. Do you object to me seeking any of that?
I have not had the chance to really dig into the legal analysis of your request. For example, and I'll need to put everything in writing as well. And so I can't really say right now on the phone whether or not I object or don't object. It's my understanding from talking to my client that the third party medical does still fall. But I'll have to speak with them about that again and say maybe and see exactly what the policy is surrounding that. I do not have any of the information for any of the third party medical employees or their records. And okay. So that's something that would have to come directly from them. So I would object to anything that had to do with the medical care provided, of course. But the rest of the things, I'll have to look into it because I've not been able, you know, I looked at it quickly because I used it in the email 13 minutes ago. And look at it and do an analysis, and I can't just kind of do that on the fly.
Okay, and I do want to make one thing clear. Like I said, they had RFID tags on the pill call. The county maintained that, not turnkey. So the county maintains those records, and those are records that would allow me to identify who escorted the pill call nurse around, because they got to where they were taking their name tags off just because they knew I was writing things down and taking notes. But I paid attention. There were still cameras within view, and they were still, they had a tag, that little RFID tag on the cell door or inside the tag, inside the pod. So county maintains those records. That's what I'm after. Turnkey has given me some stuff. That's, I'll deal with turnkey on that. What I'm seeking is narrowly and defined. This is what I know the county has. So, and also the deadline's approaching, and I don't want to keep filing and asking, you know, motions to compel. So if we can work something out quickly, that'd be greatly appreciated. So is there any time you can review this, hopefully by the end of tomorrow, and get back to me before you leave tomorrow? That way we can kind of set a date maybe next week to confer.
Well, I can review it. Yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to be able to get it done by tomorrow, no. I mean, that's just because of other commitments. Like, I have a conference call with the court, with another court on a case at with the court on another case at 2 o'clock today, and I don't know what gathering some of these records might take longer than you would anticipate. So I will, or take longer than I have no idea. And so I'm going to reach out to the county and request them, and I'll keep you updated on how this goes. Now, when's the deadline to identify the DOJ's sentence in this case? Is this the one that was extended? I'm looking at the case that is case number 426CV118.
The 118 is the one that I'm kind of concerned about. The other one was, the judge gave me more time, and I'm fine with that one.
So, okay, so the 118 you have until September 1st to
correct.
And so I don't think they'll be able to get in touch with you or get everything back to you by the end of the day tomorrow. But I will work on the information and keep you updated as soon as I gather everything. But I mean, I think if I could have 2 weeks, and I mean, because these are some of this is new discovery requests that you sent over, like specific issues regarding maintenance and stuff like that. That is not things that I've seen before. And so if we can work on having 2 weeks until August 20th, that would be great.
I think that's more than reasonable. And the reason you're just seeing it, like this is a total different case. I know your counsel on both these cases. So that's why that's happening. And just once again, to reiterate, if you can get those RFID logs and get them to me and a complete roster, I can do all the legwork and pull everything out with the notes that I have and stop bugging you so much.
Okay. So. I'm going to email you right for our phone conversation today. I am going to respond to these requests in 14 days, August 20th. 2026. Okay. All right. Thank you, Ms. Lynch. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a blessed weekend.
You too. Bye. Bye.